I'm Sean Balint. Thanks for joining me for another edition of Forum on WSMI. We like to get a good mix of guests and flush out new guests as much as possible, but we're hearing from local leaders a little more frequently than usual on the program. Mayor Steve Doherty of Litchfield would be another classic example, but these are special times and a lot to be said about the state of life in Litchfield in a time of COVID-19 and related economic concerns. We just reached phase three a week ago, allowing restaurants and bars to operate outside. Also, other businesses were able to open once again. Doherty says local bars and restaurants that were able to reopen got a pretty good launch.
Well, after we opened this past weekend, and of course I work with local bar owners and restaurant owners to see how it could get done without a major investment. We had a few restaurants open, one bar open without outdoor service. The restaurants that I've talked to have experienced a positive reaction from the locals and saying that basically Friday and Saturday they did what they doubled what they did all week normally with just takeout and pickup. So, you know, basically the Band-Aid has been applied and the hemorrhaging has stopped somewhat. What they need is a light at the end of the tunnel to know when, you know, they can make the next move because their finances are, you know, in a critical situation. We had one bar open with outside service. The reaction was controlled and very responsible by locals. I look for that to be the same this next weekend. You know, I was hoping that we wouldn't have a reaction like they had in Lake of the Ozarks and everybody having a, you know, unrestricted party. And we did all we could do, and I tried to stay within the governor's mandates as well as our local ordinances. We were able to do that, and everybody cooperated, so I'm happy with it. And I think the result was good, but several bar owners, several restaurants just thought it was too much effort, too much expense to meet all the criteria, and they're waiting anxiously for being able to serve inside. So I think that's the light at the end of the tunnel they're all looking for and some sort of direction for the rest of the year. So, you know, that's what's got to come very soon here, and I'm hoping it doesn't take until the 26th of this month, as the governor has stated. I think this area, because of the low occurrence of the virus and the low number of deaths, I think we need to get special consideration and not be considered the same as the Chicago area.
Litchfield got good news from Congressman Rodney Davis. The Department of Justice has set aside $125,000 to help with the cost of another officer over the next 3 years. That officer will serve as the school resource officer for Litchfield Schools. And the grant comes in handy at a time where the city is dealing with declining revenue projections.
Oh, it's huge. It really is. It's for a small town community like we are, and the fact that we basically operate at a minimum of you know, the service that we need to provide, this will come in very handy. And we have a staff right now that that has served for quite some time, are very near retirement. We've been adding some younger, newer staff, and we've come up. You know, we've had some issues with it because of the training necessary and the fact that this virus situation has closed down the schools and everything for training. But we also had some experienced officers come back to us and this kind of thing. So we've been very fortunate, and this is just another boost for us, really. I think we have a lot to look forward to. We have a great department, and I think this is going to be a major boost to our effort.
There's been a lot of talk about bars and restaurants in Phase 3 of Governor Pritzker's Restore Illinois recovery plan from coronavirus, but other businesses have been able to open up once again as well.
people have been waiting for this. You know, I think the business, and I really think the third and fourth quarters of this year, once we get past the next phase of the governor's mandates, that really the economy is really going to take off. I hope that people continue to spend locally and wisely, and businesses understand better that they need to plan for a future they don't know. Short furniture, I'm sure they had customers just waiting for them to open up. I know Wernsing Appliances has been doing great business through this whole thing with refrigerators, freezers, all this kind of thing. Plus, they landed a big contract with the Montgomery County and the housing situation at Brown Shoe. So there are businesses that are booming through this economy. I understand, you know, I just heard today, and I can't really say for sure, but the Rural King is up 30% over last year. I know Walmart is up. A lot of that is low tax spending, but it's very encouraging that the economy is still here and has the ability to bounce back quickly.
And Litchfield tourism officials continue to spread the message that Litchfield is a great place to stop on I-55 and not just for a quick bite at the restaurants.
Well, and it happened, what really enhanced it last year with all the flooding on the river, Mississippi, where people that were used to camping in certain locations were shut out, and they came to us, and they found out that all the assets we have, and, you know, including the lake, of course, and the campgrounds and the equestrian campground, the beach, and all of the activities on the beach, the boating. It's just you know, it's like we're a resort in the middle of Illinois. And so we've had people really chomping at the bit to come back this year, and we've had to put it off to the point where our campgrounds are packed. I mean, we're already, as of Tuesday this week, we had no vacancies on our campgrounds for this coming weekend. And it's just very rewarding that we our efforts are really coming to fruition here, where we can bring people to the area. Of course, we've got some tourism sites that aren't open, including our museum, but I'm hoping that's going to happen pretty soon. Our motels should start thriving soon, and we're putting brand new sidewalks all the way around from downtown all the way out to our commerce area with all the motels, and working on a grant for parks that will have a soccer tournament-ready field, several fields actually in the commerce area to help those motels and restaurants. So we are going to be a destination. And actually, I talked with a couple of our representatives here lately to the point where they really think that we're the next move north from Edwardsville, between Springfield and Edwardsville, as far as an economic boom. And I think the governor is going to be seeing that very soon. So,
with new businesses that have opened up on the edge of the interstate and that classic Route 66 charm as you reach the interior of the community, Mayor Doherty says Litchfield clearly has some curb appeal.
You know, for a community, Sean, with 7,000 people, we look a lot bigger than that from the interstate, especially at night with all the lights. And and we are bigger than that. You know, we're serving 35 to 40,000 people as a major commercial hub. And, you know, we're supplying more jobs than we have housing for, actually. So, you know, we're really the place to be, and the place to be for the future. And like I said, I'm really excited about it. I know people do have their issues, but, you know, you're going to be the same issues as any small town. At least we don't have the rioting and the all the unnecessary things that are happening in the metro areas. Yet, if we want to go to the metro areas, it's only 45, 50 minutes away. So, you know, we really got all the positives here, and we can discount the negatives if we want.
And in restarting garage and yard sales in Litchfield, Mayor Doherty is saluting residents.
Well, yeah, and I think people are looking forward to it, but I also am proud of the area here where people don't go crazy about it. You know, they're not like they're breaking out of a jail cell or anything. They've been locked up forever. And it's, you know, they're handling it responsibly, and I think that will continue. I do encourage them to stay and, you know, spend the money in the local area so we can bring our businesses back in a strong way and very soon. Every day is critical to these small businesses, and we need to really make an effort to help them survive. And whether that, I understand that, you know, I encourage the county to get involved, to try to encourage some action from the state. And I understand that they'll be coming up with some kind of program here for a stimulus here soon, too, as I suggested. But it's really important that we concentrate on our local area, whether it be Montgomery, Macoupin County, and the possibilities that can happen in this area, and work together to make it happen. So, and I'm really gratified that these businesses at least got a Band-Aid on a hemorrhage, and let's just hope it lasts for another few weeks and we can open up all together.
We thank you for joining us for another edition of Forum, and we want to thank Mayor Steve Doherty as well. We'll see you again next weekend at the same time for Forum.